Baliki Says, written by Irini Savidis and read by Edwina Wren. Litza shrugged. Well, the whole thing really hadn't made any sense in the first place. She got up again, walked over to the fountain and spat three times. She watched the scum floating on the surface.
That's gross!
Aliki squealed.
Yeah. Well, it might be, but it's to ward off the evil eye.
Litza turned and looked at Aliki over her shoulder. Suddenly they both heard the cackling as it came downstairs. Don't think it worked, Aliki joked.
Go back to your grave!
Yaya yelled, full of venom, her eyes wild with fear.
And take that wretched handiwork with you!
Aliki just sat there, stunned. But Litza thought maybe if she reasoned with the Yaya, it might be okay.
Yaya Ara, it's only Aliki, your other granddaughter, remember? You made her this poncho when she came to visit you in Greece.
She held out the woolen poncho, so small it was almost laughable. The colours were faded, but the meticulous workmanship was still impressive. It was so beautifully woven, with those small butterflies darting all over it. The old lady snatched the poncho and ripped it, pulling out the yarn until it was just a mass of frayed wool, blood red, moss green, sea blue and yellow, golden yellow in bits. Aliki would have cried, but she was too shocked.
The dead shouldn't walk,
Ara yelled at her. She crossed herself three times and clutched the gold crucifix that she always wore in her gnarled hands. It was the hands that did it. They seemed to be what connected Litza to Ara every time. Suddenly she realized what was going on. As she watched those hands that had kneaded, cooked, stitched and woven for them when they were kids. Yaya was warding off a demon, and she knew now what the demon was. The hands Litza knew, but the voice she did not. Yaya stood there quivering and muttering a prayer over and over.
Yaya, this isn't Ellie. It's her daughter Aliki. She has the poncho because you made it for her when she was a child. She brought it over today because she wanted you to fix it for her.
The poor shredded garment lay on the ground. Litza tried edging closer to her, but Ara suddenly started screaming again.
The dead walk! You can't fool me! I know those eyes anywhere. I can smell the stink too. The dead walk! The dead walk!
Over and over she cried, like one of those old-fashioned records Litz's father played that sometimes got stuck in one spot.